Morning grace to everyone. We gather in today for day number four for prayer this week, and we greet you today in the joy of the Lord, the victory that we all enjoy as a part of being believers in Jesus Christ. We started off this week and all week we've been talking about healthy soul, a healthy soul, how to have a healthy soul. This series is really a New Year series that talks about how important it is that we understand Satan's attack is against our souls. It's a war for our souls. Man became a living soul at creation. The Bible says that the faith that we have in Jesus is for the saving of the soul. The soul is very important. When John is writing to Gaius in the book of 3 John, John says to his friend Gaius, I would that you would be in health and prosper, even as your soul prospers. And we've been talking about how important it is that our mind, heart, and will get in alignment with God's word. That is your soul. Your soul is basically three parts. Your mind, which would be your thinking, the way you think, the way you process things that are happening to you. Your heart, which would be your affections and your emotions, having to do with who you let into your life, the things that you care about, whether that is family, friends, or others. It has to do with your affections. You can damage yourself letting your affections go unchecked. You know that, and you know that no matter how dutiful you may be in your Christian walk, you have to handle your affection, and then your emotions. We'll talk about that in a moment. And then your desires, the things that you want. That's your will. So your mind, heart, and will. The first day I talked to you about confess your faults, and then the second day we looked at catch your breath. Yesterday we looked at complying to his instruction. Today I want to talk about calm down. You know, on the fourth day of prayer, I spend time praying for those who are discouraged and brokenhearted. And I want to talk to you today about calm down. Calm down. Easy to say when there's nothing going wrong, but when you're being hit on every side, God wants us to calm down. He wants us to calm our souls. I'm going to read Isaiah 30 and 15, the 15th verse of the 30th chapter of the book of Isaiah. It says, "For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall you be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength." That's the last part. That's the part we want. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength. That's for every believer in this network of prayer. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength. I met so many people that felt that they were showing strength when they got loud. They were showing strength when they could holler at people or yell or cuss people out. Some people actually think that the more artful they are in their cussing, then that would intimidate people, or that gives them the outlet that they need to feel strong. Well, God wants us to learn the opposite. He says your strength is in quietness and confidence. All of us have had things to happen that caught us unaware, and all of us have been upended by trouble or tragedy. Traumatic experiences. It happens in life. Somebody dies suddenly. or you get burglarized or robbed. I've had cars to be stolen, more than one. And you come to a place where you just want to scream. I know somebody understands that. Just want to holler. Just want to go out in the middle of a field or go out in the country and just holler till you can't holler anymore. You say, that'll make me feel better. Well, it might. But it won't be strength for you. We don't want to just feel better. You see, we want to be strong. And the Bible said the key to strength is quietness and confidence. Because no matter how you look at it, the authority in your life belongs to you. If you've ever wondered how people can go through things and still come out with a smile, maybe you're one of those people where folk come up to you and say, I don't understand you. You don't ever cloud up. You don't ever seem to get mad. That's because you're living in a strength that God provides. Remember that verse in Isaiah 40, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. There is a strength and authority that we have, and we can summon that authority at the needed time. You may be at the funeral of a loved one, a friend, a spouse. You may be in a hospital room, and you may have gotten some bad news. Maybe one of your children gets in bad trouble or something has happened. Maybe you lost your job at the absolute wrong time, and you need that money, and you don't know which way you're going to go. God says, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength. Your strength. Strength is so important for us. But the strength is under our control, not God's. I hear people when they pray and say, Lord, make me stronger. Lord, help me to be strong. You have the strength in quietness and confidence. So here's a few tips on collecting yourself. Here's a few tips on how you can calm down. Number one, take your time. No matter what's happened to you, you've got enough seconds in a minute in order for you to take some deep breaths and take your time. I had a friend once, or still have him, and he was preaching one night in a very big meeting. I've known him for years, and I'm sitting there, and I could tell he was nervous. He was nervous because sometimes when you're preaching in a big place with a lot of people, or you've got a lot of preachers in attendance, you know that they think critically, and you really want to do your best. And I could listen at his words because I knew him so well, and I knew he was nervous. He was scared. And you know how we support preachers when they preach. And I said out loud where he could hear me when nobody else was saying amen or anything else. I said, take your time. He took a breath. He calmed down. Not only did he get that sermon out, but the Lord blessed that meeting that night. So we've got to learn to take our time. A second is much longer than you realize. Those of you who enjoy sports, you know that. A second in a football game or basketball game can win the victory over the opposing team. Number two, focus on your surroundings. Sometimes what I've had to do is just stand back and look around. How threatened am I? Is this really something that can take me out? Is this a hill that I'm going to die on? I'm a child of God. Let me look around here. And it gives me the time to focus on my surroundings. Then you need, number three, to remind yourself that God is your strength. It hurts when we lose loved ones to death, but let's be honest. People die every second of every day. People are born to die. Somewhere we have to expect death is going to invade our lives. And it's going to take those away from us who are most precious, or take us away from them. That's why we try so hard to get people to believe in Jesus and confess his sonship, because you are going to die. The only thing that will keep us from dying is that if the Lord comes back before you die. So there's nothing that's happened that doesn't happen all the time, but it's a surprise to us. It caught us off guard. But we have to remind ourselves that when you talk about God, God is our strength. He is the strength of our lives. God is our strength. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. Number four. Talk to someone that you trust. Here we go again with that accountability partner. But remember Monday, our verse Monday, confess your faults to one another that you may be healed. Having someone that you can call on, that you trust, someone that would never expose you, someone that would never criticize you harshly, but would still tell you the truth. We need that in life, don't we? We need to talk to somebody that we trust. I've had things to come up in my own life, unexpected. I've had people to say things, people to turn. I've had people to do things that just really bothered me. But I had to do all of these steps, and it included calling someone that I could trust. Here's the last one. Not only take your time and focus on your surroundings and remind yourself that God is your strength and talk to someone you trust, but praise God by bragging on him. I talk a lot about my past. Let me tell you one thing. My mother lived to be 103 years old. It got to the point that I hated to tell her when some of her friends or acquaintances had passed away, and I know she didn't know. And many of them were much younger than she. She was 15, 20 years older than some, and I said, Mama, did you know that so-and-so passed? I got to the point I hated doing that because I didn't want her to feel bad and think that her time was short. You know, she taught me without teaching me. Every time I told her that somebody had died, and I would be reluctant in telling her, she would say, well, thank the Lord for their life. We all got to go sometime. I'm thinking, what? Listen, praise God. Those old people, they made it through all kinds of cruelty, racism, all kinds of things that we today want to rise up and just fight about. And sometimes the fight is right, but our attitudes can be so bad. Praise God by bragging on him. When something bad happens, you remember God has you covered. And you say something, you calm your tongue, and you say something about God's goodness. Sometimes the old folk would say, I'm just going to put it in the Lord's hands. You say something about God, because what that's going to do, that confession coming out of your mouth, your soul hears it. Your soul hears your words. And you command your soul to praise God in the midst of that problem. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you as we pray together today for wisdom and understanding. And we thank you, Father God, that you today have looked beyond our faults and met our needs, even the needs of our souls. We pray today and receive your wisdom. You are holy and awesome. You are wonderful and almighty. And Father, we thank you that you've shared your power with us, and it's called strength. You've given us the strength to not just cope, but conquer. And we thank you in Jesus' name that as we pray together today, we are reminded that you said, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength. Help us, Father, to understand the benefit of being quiet and being confident in who you are and that you love us and that you're providing for us. Even when we cannot discern your will, even when we don't see how something bad is going to work for our good, we remember by way of the Holy Spirit that your word says, for we know that all things work together for the good of those who love you. Father, your word does not say, for we hope that all things work together. Neither does it say, for we desire. It said, we know. All things work together for the good of those who love you and are called according to your purpose. And today, in the name of Jesus, as we come to this morning, we stand on that. We stand on the fact that you are our strength, and in quietness and confidence shall be our strength. In the name of Jesus, we pray for every man, woman on this call that's dealing with discouragement, depression, struggling in their minds, their feelings, struggling to go on, struggling, not understanding the next move or what they must do. Some are seeking answers. And Father, we join our faith to theirs and we declare that they should be encouraged today to know that it's in quietness and confidence that you're working behind the scenes, and that if we serve you as we should, what we do for you in public, you will reward us publicly. In Jesus' name, we give you, Father God, our faith today, and we receive your breakthroughs. Father, today we pray for this land and country. We pray for this nation. We pray for Washington, for the president and the White House. We pray for the staff. We pray for the Congress. We pray, Father, for the courts today. The Bible teaches that we should pray for those in authority, and we pray for those in local authority, even in our cities, our counties and states, even on our school boards. We pray in Jesus' name for their health and their prosperity. We pray for their wisdom, knowing that the decisions that they make can impact us economically. It impacts our lives. And in the name of Jesus, we pray for your will to be done and for your guidance. Father, we pray for our spiritual leaders, those who bring us the bread of life, breaking it in pieces and feeding it to us in sermons and lessons, even on this prayer call. We pray in Jesus' name that the word would be received, the bread that we need for our strength today. And Father, as we go through our Thursday today, we declare quietness and confidence is the key to our strength. We give you glory and honor and praise today, praying for the bereaved on this call today, the bereaved families, knowing that their souls are not at rest, but we thank you today that there is quietness and confidence available. We give you glory and honor and praise. Father, today as we go forth, we thank you for the protection of your angels around us, the Holy Ghost who lives on the inside, the blood of Jesus that covers us, and the name of Jesus on our tongues. And we know that the word is true when it said, if God be for us, who can be against us? Thank you for victory in our travels, victory on our jobs, victory in our homes. Thank you for the blessings that belong to us, one and all, because you have willed them to us. Jesus said, "My peace I leave with you." And thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding. In the name of Jesus, we claim these things. Amen. God bless you.